Let's get to our guest, Henrietta Trice, who's managing partner and director of economic policy at Veda Partners. So with the president inviting top congressional leaders for that meeting on May 9th, the White House has said in the past, Henrietta, that they wouldn't negotiate with Republicans. I suppose that this isn't exactly negotiations, but it's discussions. Does it look like they're bending a little?
That's a great question. I don't know if I would say bending. I mean, I think before Speaker McCarthy proved that he was able to pass a bill, any bill, out of the House of Representatives with only a 4-seat majority, the White House was just waiting for proof of policy. That's something that I heard from staff all leading up to the run-up here, and really since McCarthy was elected Speaker. Proof of policy is what they were waiting for. They got it, and now the conversations can advance. Getting the big four in the room is obviously mandatory since we've got to get this bill to the Senate. So it had to happen. It was just a matter of time. McCarthy proved that he was able to get a bill through, and that's really what unlocked the dam. And now we'll start the negotiations in earnest on what I expect will be effectively an entirely new bill.
There's not too many meeting days left, though, are they? Are there before June 1, which is the date that Janet Yellen's nominated, as the day U.S. Treasury runs out of cash? Can something be worked out before then?
I don't see why not. I mean, I know there's been a lot of hay made out of the 4-day truncation in the schedule. You know, it was June 5th, now maybe it's June 1st. But she does leave quite a lot of wiggle room, saying that she could be weeks or even months off on that estimate. But you know, for those who have watched the debt ceiling for a long time, like I have, you're going to see negotiations happen in the last 3 weeks anyway. And so now we're just really in those last 3 weeks. So I'm not overly concerned about it. This is how long it's going to take things to come together. And I would wager they'll waste a bunch of this time, too. And we won't get an actual bill until maybe the week of the 22nd of May, if not before that, just because they leave on recess for Memorial Day on the 26th. So that's the time frame I would be looking at, the week of May 22nd. And that's plenty of time.
So we mentioned that the White House has said it wouldn't negotiate. And also the Speaker has said that he wouldn't extend the limit without cuts. Who's more right here? I know you advise corporate clients, and you know you're very knowledgeable about where they can draw money. It's interesting reading your note. But I think the real thing that people would like to know is who's more correct here?
I think in this case, the Speaker is more correct. Democrats are comfortable with roughly $300 to $500 billion in trimming from the federal expenditures over the next decade. And when you think about it in the grand scheme of things, $300 to $500 billion sounds like quite a lot of money, but it's a $33 trillion debt ceiling we're talking about. And in congressional
The debt really ballooned when President Trump came out with those tax cuts, right?
Right. That was a $5 trillion bill in and of itself, $1.5 trillion of which was entirely deficit financed. And if you look at the legislation passed from the pandemic as well under Trump, I think it's responsible for something like 25% of that overall debt ceiling deficit. So I think that is striking and telling. And ultimately what you'll see is very small scale cuts, things like clawing back COVID relief that maybe was unused by various states, trimming the perennial favorite, which is fraud, waste, and abuse, but nothing remotely like one-to-one spending for deficit hikes or anything akin to a debt-to-GDP ratio that the debt ceiling would be tethered to. So really, this is, you know, couch change, for lack of a better word.
Yeah, and the build-up to all of this, Kevin McCarthy called U.S. debt a ticking time bomb. Would that be your assessment?
You know, what's interesting is that in their bill that they passed last week, something like $527 billion is just from servicing the debt, just from the down payment that they make on their overall $3.5 trillion bill. A huge chunk is just the cost of not having the debt in the go-forward basis. So that's definitely what they're focused on. I'm not sure that everybody in Congress really cares as much as they used to, but it's a tried and true talking point. So I'd expect to keep hearing it.
Does the Fed ever take that into account, raising interest rates is really running up those expenses?
I think that the Fed certainly does, and Treasury has to, obviously. And you'll see Secretary Yellen effectively allude to that. You know, we've run out of headroom. We're now just negotiating with what we've got, and we're just trying to create or avoid the new headroom that would be coming every week or every month with various baskets of funding. But Congress just generally doesn't care. And that's why you see them keep passing massive legislation, especially in the first 2 years of any administration, which is what we saw under Trump, what we saw under Obama, and what we've seen under Biden. So they'll kick it to the future Congress to worry about.
Yeah, great stuff, Henrietta. Always a pleasure to have you on. Henrietta Treyes, who's Managing Partner and Director of Economic Policy at Veda Partners.